Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Peanut the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Everybody was cool.
It's time again for another episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes Ray Scott. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she's always wanted to kick Chuck Norris's butt with some ninja moves of her own, Josie Pasatino.
Alan, please teach me your ways. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition episode. I always love my Special Edition episode. We are super, super glad that you all are joining us tonight. And tonight, I get to bring you an interview with the extremely talented Ray Scott. We'll get to chat about his career journey so far, his music, and his awesome videos, upcoming plans, and of course I'll also play some of his outstanding music for you guys tonight. So it's going to be jam-packed of all Ray Scott, so it's going to be great. Before we leave tonight, I'm going to make a Ray Scott fan out of all of you listening, so beware. It's going to be great. Now, before we get started, I want to remind all of you that we have 14 special edition episodes now on josieshow.com and over 200 of our live show episodes on our website, same website, josieshow.com. And you could still hear just about all of my over 500 interviews. Wow. So you could check those out at our website and click on the Archives tab to hear any of our past live show episodes. And you can click on the Special Editions tab so you could check out our episodes with Aaron Tiffin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, their tribute show, and my full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Stadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, and Caroline Cole, whose video is still rocking on CMT as we speak. So it's going to be great. And also, just stay tuned till the end of the show because we have some new details and new things to talk a little bit about. But without further ado, I believe my guest is here. Okay, wait, let me pass it to my producer. She's pointing to herself, so I get the hint.
Oh, we do all the pointing. We love pointing.
Yes.
So good.
We need a camera back here because there's a lot of interesting things that you guys don't get to see. So
I don't think we want a camera.
No. Not for right now. No.
All right. So I am actually going to dial up our guests because we're having a little issue getting them through here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
change of plans, people.
I am. I'm going to give him a jingle. I'm going to call
let's
him right now, and he's going to be live on the air. So let's go ahead and give this a try real quick here.
Give it a try.
See if we can get our phones to work.
What's the worst that can happen, right? That we call someone that's, you know, like, well.
In the event of a fire because Tina's pressing buttons, please move orderly to the exit and your seats can be used as a flotation device. Thank you.
Yeah, you never know what could happen when my producer's pressing buttons. You never know.
It's so funny.
You never know. Sorry,
I keep getting call failed, so I'm not really sure
what's
happening here.
That's trouble.
Yeah. Never a good sign.
Trouble.
All right, let me do this. Let me cancel that.
So while she's figuring this out, I actually want to talk a little weeny beeny beeny a little bit about Country Blast Radio. So I know all of you know that it's my 24/7 licensed radio station, and you know, people are still kind of confused a little bit about the Josie Show. What's the difference between the two? But the Josie Show is all genre. We have, you know, every single type of style of music from all around the world, and we have, you know, actors, actresses, musicians, songwriters, authors. I mean, you know, we're looking for a bull rider. I mean, it doesn't matter. We pretty much have everybody, everything. We'll even talk to dogs. I mean, you do not know on the Josie Show.
It takes you so long to explain things. The radio station has music. The Josie Show has an obnoxious scroll that puts pudding in your shoes.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Exactly. You just thumbs it up. So, yeah, this is interviews, all that fun stuff, and then 24/7 licensed radio station, just plays music 24/7, country, blast radio, and yes, pretty much simple as that. So yes, have you figured out the board over there, the magical board?
We're trying to figure it out. Hey,
it fails at us all the time. Ooh, we're gonna have some begging on live.
All
live
right,
radio.
Alan is gonna help us out. He is the guru of everything.
Yes, the station again.
I swear I'm not breaking anything this time.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Right.
We're going to find out what's going on.
This is how it works. Tina wants me to dial the number, but she hasn't given me the number.
Well, now you have it. It's there. It's there for you. I'm typing. I type slow.
She does. Because the problem is you know, typing and talking on the phone, it's very difficult. Okay? It's very, very difficult for you. I've noticed that. Got to work on that.
I'll do that in my spare time.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
I love
funny.
It. All right. Well, Alan
out.
Is going to come to the rescue and hopefully solve this
okay.
problem for us.
Now, Tina, pick up your phone because I'm going to put it through to you.
Okay.
Okay.
We both hesitated a little bit.
What that
means. Okay. Please don't dial the wrong number. Please. I'm going to be talking to a whole person. Dun, dun, dun. We have no idea what we're doing right now. We're hoping that it goes through, to be honest with you. You never know.
It's actually saying the phone number is not valid.
Oh.
That could be a problem.
Chuck, did you write down the wrong number? I mean, see.
Oh, let me see.
Things like this is just... You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, it's dialing.
Yes. We will get it. We will figure this out, okay, people? We will not rest until we get Ray Scott on the line.
No, I'm not resting.
We are not going to rest until we get this figured out, okay? I promise. I promise, people. So... Well, we wait for our wonderful
okay, we
technology.
Have him calling in here, so I'm going to let
oh.
Tina go to the switchboard and press buttons.
All right, so it sounds like he called in, maybe, perhaps.
Okay,
let's do it. We got this. We can do this, people. We're together.
Ray Scott, are you there?
Oh, well, we...
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, good. Woo, we got it!
Finally, yeah, man. I don't know what's up with Sprint, but I tell you, I got a quick move on that
part. We got you. That's all we care about. I am very excited. Hey, Ray, I'm so excited to chat with you tonight.
Hey, me too. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing great. I am very excited to play your music and talk a little bit about your career and fun things that are going on. I'm excited. It'll be good.
Well, all right. Well, me too. What you want to
yes.
know, I'll tell you anything.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Cool. I'm excited about that.
good.
That's good. So I kind of, really quick, I do want to rewind a little bit to when you first got started. You know, let's make our way a little bit to the beginning. Can you share with everyone how you first found your love for music? How did you find it?
Well, you know, I didn't really find it. I think basically I was kind of born with it. My mom and dad, my dad especially, was a singer, great singer, still is. You know, he played around the area where I grew up. My mom never really did it professionally or even semi-professionally, but she was really good at it, and she used to sing with him. And, you know, so I kind of heard them doing it from the time I was old enough to know what I was listening to. And I used to kind of just jump in with them every now and again, sing a little harmony. It just seemed to come naturally, and it was just, you know, it was just something that was bred into me, pretty much.
Awesome. I mean, if you're, you know, have a family that, you know, is bringing you up with music and all that fun stuff, you kind of pick that habit up. And
yeah,
I think that is
we get
cool.
it
yeah.
on it, as they say.
Yeah. I like that. And who did you, you know, really love to listen to and still love to listen to? Because you have, you know, a very remarkable, unique, and refreshing sound. It's different, all your own. And, you know, who do you love to listen to?
Well, you know, it's kind of a, kind of an odd mix, you know. You know, I grew up on Willie and Waylon and Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, and I love, you know, like Jerry Reed and Roger Miller and some of the funnier stuff here and there. I love a good witty lyric, you know. I just, you know, I still like to listen to really good stuff like that. It's a little harder to find these days. I'm not as much into the whole, you know, pop country, hip-hop kind of stuff as a lot of people are. But.
Right. Right. Well, you know, that is completely fine. You have a great list of the greats, so you're good. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very nice. And you've had some really great success with your music. I mean, you know, with your first album that was put out with Warner Brothers Records, My Kind of Music became the number one selling country album on Billboard's Heartseekers chart and the number one selling album on CMT's sales charts. And then the album landed on the top 10 albums of 2005 list in Billboard's. Can you tell us a little bit about that time? I mean, wow, a lot of honors there.
Well, you know, it was a great time, and I had a really great support system there at Warner Brothers back then, you know. You know, I unfortunately kind of suffered the results of a regime change and some political stuff that sort of made the deal go south eventually, but you know, for a while there, they really got behind me, and they pushed it. They realized that in this day and age, the music that I do is a little polarizing, as some of you guys know, and
right.
It's funny, some people are like, well, why don't we hear you on the radio a lot? And I'm like, well, you know, it's not the safest, well, it's not the safest music. So, but they really stuck it out for me, and they believed in it. And, you know, they gave me a great start. And, you know, I definitely appreciate those folks for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you're really rocking it independently. I mean, you are doing your thing. And, you know, if you have true talent like you do, you really don't need to get tied up in all that extra stuff. And you and your music are really going to represent you better than anyone else could. And you removed all the red political tape, so to speak. And is that one of the greatest things that you learned from all of that experience with being with such a big label and now doing it independently?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I learned that I was, you know, I was more destined to kind of do things my way. And, you know, when you have too many people that are factoring in on the decision-making process, you know, it can really water it down. A lot of people have a lot of different opinions, and you know, it just proved to be a situation that was not necessarily tailor-made for me. So, you know, I feel like, you know, and I've learned over the years that there is an audience out there for what I do, and it may not be, you know, I may not have the kind of following, say, like a Luke Bryan might have, but, you know, the people that get me, and you know, it's a good living. It's you know, it's not, you know, I'm not out buying big mansions and Mercedes and things like that, but but you know, I get to do what I love to do for a living, and you really can't really ask for more than that.
No, that's all that matters, is that you're loving it. And you have a lot of dedicated fans out there. I mean, if you go on your Facebook page, I mean, you have a lot of dedicated fans out there that just love you for what you're doing now. And, you know, it's really amazing.
That's such a blessing. It's really a blessing to have people that get it. You know, and thank God for the Internet. You know, I mean, it'd be a whole different game right now if they hadn't come along with that a few years ago. So, you know. It helps, you know, it helps me hook up with people like you out there in the world that I might not have otherwise met. So, you know.
That's true. It's really cool. I mean, I love it. That's what I love Facebook for, because you could pretty much find anybody around the world, and they, you know, it's so easy to put out your music, and just the whole world could hear it, and it's so easy. And got it. It introduced me to you, so we're good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like now people all over the world know I'm completely full of crap, so it's really cool.
We love it. Yeah. I mean, you are doing such a great job at everything that you're doing. Do you think it helps? Because when I was reading your bio, I found something very, very cool. You know, you have a degree from the Music Business Institute. For all those out there representing themselves, how important is it to get a bit of the music business knowledge behind you. I mean, you're not winging it.
Well, it's really important. You know, I mean, I realize that I don't know everything, and I'm learning new things every day. But, you know, one thing I realized, though, is getting that degree was very helpful. And it wasn't like a really specialized thing, but it was a nice kind of broad overview of the way the business works, all the different facets and areas of it. And it kind of at least gave me a good, you know, starting point for a lot of stuff. And I would highly recommend it. I mean, there's a lot of people who naturally kind of know that stuff a little better. I mean, they might have grown up around music, or they might know a little more about it because of the people they've been around. But in my case, you know, I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, playing in a band, and none of us even knew how to make a demo or get it listened to. So there was just a whole lot that I knew I needed to learn if I wanted to take this seriously. So I went to school and listened for a change.
Well, I like that. You found what you wanted to do, and you know, you really got right into it. You jumped right into it and figured out how to do it, and you learned all about what you need to do, which is very important. More people need to do that.
Yeah, well, it definitely helps. Definitely helps.
It does. And, you know, I'm so excited that we have your music tonight, and we're going to get to play them, so I'm very excited about that. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, including, I love this, Reality. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just been a natural progression. You know, the album Crazy Like Me, of course, my kind of music was the Warner record, and that was the culmination of a lot of years before that, just kind of putting together what I thought would make the best record to represent my debut, so to speak. And, you know, Crazy Like Me was basically a record I kind of threw together after I left Warner Brothers just so I'd have a record to sell on tour. You know, that was really, it wasn't a big, you know, well thought out endeavor, I hate to say. But, you know, it's funny, some people still like it anyway. So, but Reality, Reality was my first opportunity to work with my buddy Dave Brainerd, who is an absolute genius in the studio. He just produced a record on someone you guys might have heard of named Brandi Clark, and she's probably got the best record out to be released in Nashville this year, or in the last 5 years, in my opinion. And, you know, he's just a really talented guy, and he kind of basically took me and just sort of tried to let it be me, you know, and we just got we got creative in the studio, had fun with some different sounds, and it was a nice evolution, you know, and you know, a good mix of songs, funny and serious and whatever. And we're actually doing that again right now, as a matter of fact. I'm in the midst of making a new record with him. I'm actually in the studio tonight doing some vocals on it, so we'll have some new stuff for you pretty soon.
Awesome. That is amazing. I'm very excited to hear about that. You have to let us know when that all, you know, is together. And, you know, I'm very excited. I'll promote it.
Well, I'll definitely let you know. I think it should probably be sometime in the first quarter next year. We're probably about halfway through it right now. And, of course, you know, with scheduling and the holidays and everything, it'll probably slow us down a little bit. But it's a pretty exciting project for me. There's a lot of really... Just, you know, I mean, I wouldn't record a song if I didn't love it, I got a bunch of them, and I just can't wait to play it for everybody.
I'm very excited to hear it. We're all just so excited. I cannot wait for that. And, you know, your first song that we are going to play tonight, so people can, you know, groove a little bit, is your first song, She's Still Screaming My Name. We're going to play that in just a second. But I understand that this song has had quite a bit of success. I mean, it spent 6 weeks at number one on Europe's hottest charts, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about this and that song? That's so cool.
Well, you know, that's just one of those songs, you know, I hearken back to the me being full of crap kind of thing. You know, I like to write stuff that's funny sometimes, and that was just one of those things that that I came up with. And it's a little, you know, it's a little bit on the risky side, and there's probably a lot of women out there that might hear that song and get a little mad at me, but they have to realize it's all in good fun and jam. But yeah, you know, it's funny. I had a number one song with My Kind of Music in Europe as well. Well, not My Kind of Music, but Those Jeans, and you know, it was number one, I think, for about 8 weeks over there. And I think, you know, they just really like some of the more edgy lyrics, you know. I mean, something that's funny, I think they really dig that. And they judge it on the merits of the song, and it's, you know, it's not a political thing, or, you know, it's not all about who's got the most money and who can push it up the chart like it is here in the States, you know. So,
right.
It's nice to be recognized, and you know, I've jokingly told a few people recently I'll probably move to Europe. I do go over there quite a bit, you know, and I'm assuming that's going to increase in the next couple of years, and it's great. I love it. You know, I mean, I realized going over there that, you know, the people are the same all over the world, and they all have the same problems, and they face the same things, and, you know, I mean, so they can all relate to the lyrics of what I consider to be real country music, the kind of music that made me want to move to Nashville in the first place, you know. You know, I think sometimes a lot of what's out there these days is a little more geared towards younger people. It's a little, it's a lot of the same cliches. Some of the songs aren't quite as meaningful as they used to be. But that music's right. Still around, but it's just not as much in the mainstream as it used to be. So, but you know, I mean, they like the real thing over there. So I'm just happy that it finds a home somewhere, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's so great, and I guarantee there are a lot of people who would love this song. So don't you worry about that.
Except my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, but other than that, there's a lot of people who would love this song. Absolutely, I guarantee. And I know people are going to love to hear it now on the show, so let's play it right now. She's still screaming my name, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right.
Thank All right. Anytime, here we go.
Remember that headboard slamming against the bedroom wall? I don't remember a night when the neighbors didn't get pissed off. Yeah, she'd get loud, you could hear the girl shout from about a couple miles or so. Well, that was long ago. She's still screaming my name. It still drives me insane. But that scream's taking on a little different tone these days. She still gets high-pitched, a bitch in a fit. Lord, she loves to bitch and complain. Oh, it ain't quite the same. She's still screaming my name. Well, she's still got that fiery passion that she always had. Well, I used to make her moan. Now I just make her mad. Yeah, now I'm kind of like Christmas. I only come once a year, yeah. Things are getting a little bit different around here. But I still believe that she still loves me. Cause she's still screaming my name. Still drives me insane. Yeah, but that scream's taking on a little different tone these days. High-pitched, a bitch in a fit. Lord, she loves to bitch and complain. Oh, it ain't quite the same. She's still screaming my name. Yeah, she still gets high-pitched, a bitch in a fit. Well, that woman loves to bitch and complain. Oh, it ain't quite the same. She's still screaming my name. Oh, it ain't nowhere near the same. But she's still screaming my name. A whole lot these days.
Yes. This song needs no other words. It pretty much sums it up right there. It's so good. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, she's still screaming my name. Yes, by Ray Scott. And where could our listeners go to purchase this song along with all of your other songs? Where's the best places?
You know, all of my albums are available on iTunes, so please go to iTunes. I think there's stuff on Amazon as well, but iTunes is the main place right now. Independently, I don't have a big distribution deal, so you're not going to find it in stores, but you can definitely find it online right now. So, yeah, I would totally appreciate it if you would go and download that really tender love ballad, She's Still Screaming My Name.
Yes, check it out, support the music, and I feel more people are actually using those online distribution sites more than, you know, actually going somewhere to get a CD. They're mostly finding it on iTunes and downloading it to all of their iDevices, so.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You know, it's funny, I still prefer CDs myself, but, you know, I do download stuff, but I like to have something in hand, you know what I mean? So
true,
I kind of miss that. You know, I kind of miss that aspect of things, but, you know, we do what we got to do.
That's true, because you cannot sign an air. You can't sign air. You can sign a CD, but you cannot sign air. So that's part about a CD. That's true. And I know more and more people are, you know, following you on Facebook and just, you know, trying to give you a shout-out. But, you know, for those who don't know exactly where your Facebook is, can you give us the links to your social networking sites, websites, all the places you'd like people to go to?
Now, Facebook, I've got a personal page, and I'm already maxed out on my friends in that page, but you can always leave me a message if you want to. Now, I've also got the official Ray Scott page on Facebook, if you want to seek that out. Twitter, it's @RealityCheck. So check me out there, and I've also got RayScott.com. Yeah, Twitter and Facebook I'm pretty active on. So, yeah, I'd appreciate it if you guys check me out there and leave me a message sometime.
Yes. Please, everybody, please show your support. Facebook, follow, friend, add, subscribe, all of the above. Please make sure you do it. And we'll post your links after the show on our pages to make it easy.
Thank
to
you
click away. Yeah. Anytime. And I have to mention, because a lot of people comment to you about this, and they think it's just, you know, how amazing you are with your lyrics. I mean, your direct approach with you, your lyrics and the directness of how you approach your music is not only admired by the millions that love your music, but also by many artists. Some that actually have been on my show are complimenting how your lyrics are just, it's crazy good. Can you tell us a little bit about your writing style?
Gosh, you know what? I mean, I think it just became what it is, just sort of by default, you know. I've been in Nashville for a lot of years, and I've written some songs that other people have recorded, but a lot of the stuff that I've written, especially that I've recorded, have been songs that probably only I would record, you know. And it's just because, you know, I've got kind of a certain language, a certain kind of sense of humor maybe that, maybe it's kind of unique to me, and I, you know, I don't necessarily feel like my lyrics are any better than anybody else's, but they definitely fit me better than anybody else. So, I just, you know, I like a good story, and I like a good spin on a lyric. I like saying things in a little different way, you know, I think it's really cool that people listen to my lyrics and pick up on that. You know, I mean, trust me, that's not something that I had going into it. You know, I mean, you don't really get that overnight. But it's been awesome, and it's just such a humbling thing to have people say that about me. And I hope I can continue to write songs that they appreciate like that. And the minute they start sucking, then hopefully somebody will tell me to quit.
Yeah. I guarantee that will not happen. Just keep putting out great music for all of your fans out there, and we will definitely support it. So you're definitely, we're fans. So.
Well, I certainly appreciate your support. Thanks so much.
Anytime. And is there any advice that you would give to independent musicians out there, artists out there that are just kind of getting started but want to get into this crazy business?
Yeah, get used to not eating. No, you know, I would just say, you know, only do it because you love it. Do it because you can't help but do it, you know.
Right.
I would never recommend anybody get into this business and chase this thing based on whatever they perceive as an outcome, you know. You just have to do it because, you know, you never really know what it's going to look like. I mean, I've been doing this for a lot of years now, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't look anything like what I thought it would. But at the end of the day, I still, am greatly vindicated and gratified by the fact that people seem to respond to what I do. And what I do comes from my heart, and it surprises me. It humbles me. It makes me really happy. And, you know, it makes me thank God every day, you know, that he gave me a gift, you know, and that I can share with people. So I would just say, you know, if you really feel like you're meant to do it, it's worth your butt off working, and when you feel like you're about to fail, you know, do it again, because, you know, it's tough, but it's definitely worth doing, you know.
Yes, absolutely. That is amazing advice to everyone. Just, yeah. You know, follow it.
You know what? These days also, just you need to be really crafty with the internet stuff, you know. I mean, if you're great with a video camera, that's a plus, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, if you get around somebody who's very tech savvy and knows a lot about the internet and social media and whatnot, I mean, you got half of it licked right there, you know. If you got that and you got really great quality music, then, you know, then you're off to the race. So,
oh, yes.
Sure.
Oh, yes. And your videos definitely are great. We watched those jeans. We watched that music video. And it is hilarious. So everyone, please watch it. If you can, please, it's on YouTube. And just, you know, type in those jeans, Ray Scott, and you'll find it's easy. You know, but first, I know that there is voting going on GAC TV. So where can we vote for those who want to support this song?
Yeah, go to GACTV.com. It's on the ballot for the top 50 videos of 2013. And, yeah, please, give me a vote for that. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Please, please vote. I voted today. So everyone, please, please vote. And you have to watch the music video. You can't, you gotta watch it, please.
Yeah. Every little bit helps.
It's funny. I have to say, it is funny. And we have the song here, so we would love to play that right now, Those Jeans, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right.
All right, here we go. Those Jeans by Ray Scott.
I was out at the Long Branch and I was talking to this girl. And every hound dog in the joint was sniffing round her. I was playing it slow and cool, being the gentleman that I am. Well, in this grease ball with long black slick back hair, he struts right up to her like I wasn't even standing there. He looks her up and down and cocks his eyebrow and he says, "Baby, damn. How do you get in those jeans? Mercy, you looking fine. How do you get in those jeans, baby? And tell me, how do I?" She looked at him and smiled and said, "I thought you'd never ask." He looked at me and said, "Now that's how it's done, son, just like that." I wanted to be mad at him, but to tell you the truth, I was really kind of impressed. He said, "You might get slapped 9 times out of 10, but there's always one that wants a no BS kind of man." So I walked up to the next girl I saw that wasn't wearing a dress, and I leaned in and I said, "How do you get in those jeans? Mercy, you look jeans, baby, and tell me, how do I?" later in a hospital bed. The half pound of galls wrapped around my sore head. Some of my teeth were gone and I was drinking mashed taters through a straw. You see, turns out the girl that I'd propositioned had a man with a chip on his shoulder and a blunt object in his hand, who proceeded to express his disapproval of the lines that I crossed. Well, they told me I could leave, so I put my clothes back on. I stumbled past the waiting room, just minding my own. And then this overnourished night nurse from out of nowhere comes up to me and she says, "Excuse me, sir, but how do you get in those jeans? Mercy, you looking fine. How do you get in those jeans, baby? And tell me, how do I?" Well, I guess I did need a ride home. I gotta tell myself it's the right thing to do. Don't judge me.
And that was Those Jeans. And if you thought that was funny, just imagine it's like 10 times when you watch the video. So do it.
That's the true story. How my parents
that
met.
That makes it even more funny. Wow. Very, very nice. I love it because you describe, you know, missing teeth and all that. Actually, it's in the video. You see everything. You're stumbling out of the hospital. I mean, it's great. We love it. And it's actually rocking right now on Country Blast Radio, so you can hear it, you know, there all the time, too. So we love it. Yes. It's awesome. So some fun questions before we get to your next song. We have High Road still to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. First off, we have a fun question for you. Can you share with us a little bit about other artists that you've worked with? Who would you say has, you know, been one of your highlights to work with?
Oh, gosh. You know, there have been a few. You know, I got to do a couple of shows with Alan Jackson. Years back, and that was great. And you know, one of the absolute highlights, though, that I've been able to enjoy here is I had an opportunity kind of come up the last minute one day. They had the first annual induction ceremony for the Musicians Hall of Fame, and that night the Tennessee Two or the Tennessee Three, which was Johnny Cash's original band, were to be elected into the Musicians Hall of Fame. And they needed somebody to sing a couple of Johnny's songs with them for the show. So they contacted me and had me come in, and I got to do a couple of Johnny songs with the remaining members of his original band, which was amazing, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so that was those were some awesome shoes to try to fill, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of people. I mean, Jamie Johnson is a friend of mine. I've done a couple of things with him. And you know, I feel like among a lot of, like, true country music artists, you know, he's one of the very best these days, you know. I really like him a lot. And
You
know,
wow.
I mean.
You've had a lot.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You've had a lot of great experiences with a lot of different people. And I know you actually have one coming up for Christmas. I believe it's Oh Holy Night. You're going to be singing with a Nashville star. Can you tell us a little bit of the deets about that?
Well, actually, now I recorded the song with a girl that's on Nashville. Her name's Kenzie Wett. She plays in the band on the TV show. And she's an amazing singer herself, amazing fiddle player. She's singing the song with me, singing harmony. And matter of fact, it's going to be available starting tomorrow on iTunes. So if anybody loves that song like I do, check it out. It's a different version of it. You know, a lot of people produce it differently. I mean, I kind of did it like we were sitting on the back porch, and if you'll hear what I mean.
I like.
Yeah.
Very cool. So a little bit of Ray Christmas going on. Very nice.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm very excited. We're definitely going to buy it to show our support. And we also do this, like, you know, during Christmas, we do all sorts of Christmas songs from past guests. So we'd love to add that in there if you'd like. That'd be really cool.
Absolutely. Please do. Yeah, and I'd be glad to send you a copy of it. You don't have to buy it.
Oh, it's no problem at all. We would love to support it. That's just so, so cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
I'm very excited to hear it.
Well, that's a different side of me, that's for sure. You've never heard me sing twice like
I was just going to say. I was just going to say, how was it, you know, working on a song that was kind of just straightforward? You really can't mess with it too much.
Well, you know, it's always been my favorite Christmas song ever since I was a little kid, you know, so it's
right.
It's got a sentimental value to it, and I just love it. So, I mean, I hope I did it justice. That's all I can say, you know. But
I'm sure you did. I'm very excited to check it out and I'm excited to let everybody else know when, you know, Christmas comes. It's rapidly approaching, so it won't be that long.
Okay.
So that is very, very cool. And do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you? Anything as of right now?
You know, I don't in here in Nashville now. I've got something coming up and a couple of things coming up in Las Vegas, I think December 5th and 6th, as part of the NFR rodeos, you know, finals. And I'm not exactly sure on the whereabouts and the times right now, but that information will be on my Facebook page and website. So definitely look it up. If any of you guys are out in Las Vegas, I will be out there. So come see me.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you keep updated on that Facebook. I know you'll be posting it. So yes, keep checking back. Now we are about to play your song High Road and your performance at CMA Fest of this song, which we're going to play, was captured and aired by Fox 17 Nashville. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was cool. You know, Fox has been good to me here. They've had me on the show a handful of times, and this was just the thing. You know, we got up at the butt crack of dawn and went down there and performed this. It was in the morning. Now, this is a couple other really great people up there with me. Jimmy Weber, who was actually in the Jeans video, if you might look at him and recognize him as the guy that beat me up with my own cowboy boot.
Oh, yeah! He literally took off your boot
great,
and hit you with it.
He's a great guitar player, and he plays with me quite a bit. The other girl, not the other girl. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling Jimmy a girl. but the girl in the video is a blonde by the name of Kelsey Nord. She was on The X Factor. Couple of years ago, and she's a great singer. She and the two of them together singing harmony with me, I thought sounded really good. So I was lucky enough to have them with me here in town for CMA Fest, and so we did that little threesome there on stage for Fox, and I thought it came off pretty good. You know, I was happy about it.
Absolutely, my producer back here is like, it was awesome. It was awesome. Well, you're a fan back here.
Awesome, thank you. I see you back there. Don't try to hide.
She's over here just, you know, talking to herself. cool.
I do that a lot, too. Don't feel bad.
I'm very excited, and so is she. So am I. We're all very, very excited to play your song, High Road. So we'll be right back, okay? I'm very excited to play it.
Awesome.
Let's do it. Awesome. No problem. Let's do it right now. High Road. We'll be right back. Great stuff.
My mama is an angel, no doubt she's gonna get her wings. You think after all these years that might have rubbed off on me? I've been the inspiration for a thousand late night prayers. I hate to think she's thinking that she went wrong somewhere. 'Cause the high road ain't never been mine. I drink, I smoke, church the other day. I said, what would Jesus do? So I took it in for a minute. Oh, hell, I ain't got a clue. I know the highway to redemption doesn't run through where I've been. There's a heaven. Right now I got a little chance of getting in. Cause the high road ain't never been my road. I drink, I smoke, a burning beer joint down.
Letting us share your music tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for sharing it. I appreciate it a lot.
Anytime, anytime. That's what we love to do. Very glad we got to do that. And, you know, before we go, because we are running out of time, I do want a little, a couple fun questions here for you, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Awesome, awesome. So the first one, which is my favorite, we always get crazy fun stories, so I know you'll be good on this one. have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can share with us? Anything crazy happen live and in person?
Let's see. Where do we begin?
Let's start with the top three.
Well, you know, one thing I can tell you, now this didn't happen to me, but one of the funniest things that I've seen up there is, we were playing in Indianapolis one time outdoors. It was like an amphitheater, and there was a roof above us with rafters or whatever. And my keyboard player, a guy by the name of Ward Davis, who was always the clown, you know, there just happened to be a pigeon or something just above him, and the pigeon decided to relieve himself, and it landed right on the keys where Ward needed to play for my song.
Wow.
So I look back there, and he and the bass player are just cracking up. And of course, he's just putting his fingers everywhere on the keyboard except where it needed to be. So, you know, that was pretty funny. That was really
hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah. Right when you said pigeon, I could see where that was going. I could imagine. Wow.
You know, one of the coolest things that happened at CMA Fest this past year, this guy actually got down on one knee and proposed to his girlfriend during those jeans.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting timing.
So he picked a really romantic song, you know. I mean, it's all about romance, you know.
How cool.
At least
wow.
he wasn't screaming my name, you know. I mean, maybe he'll
maybe he'll
get divorced to that song one day.
You know? Who knows? But that must have been a very memorable moment for her. Very
yeah,
memorable.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He knew that. Well, he said that it was her favorite song, and he knew that I was going to be playing down there, so he brought her down there just for that. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Now that is a way to propose. That's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
So cool. I can imagine the audience just being like, yup, that is perfect. Perfect timing. Perfect way. That is so cool. Wow. I love it. Those are some originals. We haven't heard those ones before. We've heard some other crazy ones, but...
That's how you get in those jeans, apparently. You put a ring on
them. Those are the crazy ones, yes, apparently. That is hilarious, hilarious. Another fun question, though, here for you. What are some things you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
Well, I like taking short walks on the beach and getting revenge on people. No, actually, I love to, I'm a big motorcycle fanatic, and when the weather's nice, that's kind of what I do. I don't play golf because being in the music business, I already cuss enough, so that's it. But you know, and then plus I got a hole in one the first time I ever played golf on a real course, so I figure ever since then, it's no sense in trying to get back to the mountaintop, you know.
Right.
I just, you know what, I love good movies. I like watching just really great movies, and I've watched a lot of movies that I wish I could, you know, I could get the time back for, but I love
right.
doing that, and I like getting outside when I can. I'm not really a hunter, but I like to watch other people kill animals. No, I'm kidding.
You're a watcher. Very nice.
Yeah, exactly. let's see, what else? I like to go to shopping malls and people watch. And,
mm-hmm.
That almost sounds kind of stalky, doesn't it? I think that's that.
You're watching people kill animals. You're watching people. I mean, it's okay. It's all good. That is hilarious.
Are you sure you
want
to buy those jeans?
You sound like you have a lot of awesome, awesome hobbies. You're very chill and just like to do your own thing and relax. You need that, you know, in this
yeah.
business, just to have downtime. You need that.
Oh, definitely. I love time to myself, you know, and kind
mm-hmm.
of reflect. And you know, sometimes I write, sometimes I don't, you know.
Keeps you sane.
It's a good life. It's fun.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, you know what? I think you are a fantastic, fantastic writer, fantastic artist, and I am very, very excited that I got the chance to chat with you tonight. And we'd love to have you back anytime, okay? We could do updates,
sounds
I mean,
great.
Anything you'd like.
I would love
yes!
to.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so, so much, Ray. We'll chat with you soon, okay? For sure.
All right, please do. Give me a hell.
Awesome. We have Facebook.
Right. That's right. We're friends now, so.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Chat with you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. I'll see you.
All right. You too. Thank you so much. Great shot, everybody. Woo! Another amazing, amazing special edition episode. We got to talk with the wonderful Ray Scott, who is hilarious. And he was so much fun to talk to. And you guys are just going to love his music videos. I keep pushing that. Please check out his music videos. It's awesome when you actually hear a song, but when you could actually see them kind of portraying it, you know, on camera, it takes it to a whole other level. So please make sure you check that out on YouTube. Just type in Ray Scott, and it's very easy, and then type in Those Jeans if you'd like to see that, and it's just super easy. So make sure you do that. And also his Facebook page and his Twitter and all that, and we'll post the link, so no worries about that. So now, before we have to wrap it up, because we are going to run out of time, and I really do not want to be cut off. That is not fun. I've been there. I've been there already. But I want to talk a little bit about what we have coming up. Our next special edition episode will be on Monday, December 9th, with special guest Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So please make sure you mark that on your calendar, December 9th. Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So make sure you do that. Make sure you come to that. So now I really want to find out what our VIP members got going on in their lives, because I know they're fantastic artists and they constantly have things going on, things to promote, and they're just awesome. So what do they have going on? Producer!
Okay, I had way too much fun back here by myself.
I know you did. I know.
Enjoying that music. Okay,
I know you're a fan. I know you were a fan of Ray Scott, so I was actually waiting for, like, a huge scream. So how about you just get it out now?
I did good. I controlled myself.
You did really well.
I controlled the inner giggly fan.
Yeah. Fangirling, that's what we call it now, fangirling.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
I controlled it. I suppressed it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He is phenomenal. His music is awesome. And definitely check out his videos. Go to YouTube, type in Ray Scott, and pull up his videos because they are fantastic.
Please do so. What is it? It's like your eighth time watching the video, those jeans, right?
Okay, you know what?
No, excuse me, 11. Because we watched it a few more times behind the scenes, yeah. It's been about 11. Another 11 by the end of the night. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. All right. So, anyways, let me go to our VIP members.
Yes.
To find all of them, go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of them. We've got 6 VIP members currently right now, and on there, on the pages, not only are there pictures, but also they're clickable links. So it can take you straight to their pages so that you can find out exactly what they're doing straight from them and keep updated on everything they have going on. For each of these artists, also type in their names in Facebook if you haven't already liked their music pages or tried to friend them. Make sure you go ahead and do that. They're very active, and they always post up all of their information on there, so you'll be able to see the latest and the greatest as soon as it comes out from all of them. But to get information on them, again, VIP membership tab at josieshow.com. And we have got Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. We've got Vince Anthony, that you can find at vinceanthonyonline.com. We've got Larry J. Massey, that you can find at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. We've got Wayne Jacobs, where you can find him at waynejacobs.co. Brad Howard, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music and reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. And Rick Seaman, where you can find him at facebook.com/RickSeaman3. So make sure you do a search, find all of them, find everything that they have going on so that you can keep up on it. They are constantly performing, and in many states, they are constantly putting out new music, which I'm sure you can find on their site and on Facebook. So they always have something great going on, so make sure you check them out. All right, Josie, back to you.
Back to me?
Yes.
I'm honored. All right. I am so glad that everything is going great with our VIP members, and they've got great things going on. So please make sure you check them out, their links, their websites, all that fun stuff. So please make sure you go find them. And thank you all so much for tuning in tonight on this wonderful special edition episode with Ray Scott. And this episode, maybe an hour or so after this airs, it'll be posted in our archives, and it'll be there for replay if you'd like to listen to it again and again and again. Or if you are at work right now and are listening to it, you know, after the fact because you worked all day and you still want to hear it, then you could do that there too, josieshow.com, if that made any sense. I kind of am going a little bit crazy right now. I had a little bit too much caffeine tonight. Okay, anyway. I am very excited that we have such a great show, and I will see you guys right back here on Friday for our live Josie show. So remember, sometimes, my parting words, remember sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey, and those are true. So please follow that as best as you can, and good night, everyone. Mwah! Night! Thank you for listening to the Josie show. Woo! Woo! Woo!